Well, I've really enjoyed this morning's service, haven't you?
我真的很喜欢今天早上聚会，你们呢？
And I would say good morning to the Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church.
向教会每一位，祝你们大家的早安。
Today has been a wonderful time, a celebration.
今天是我们一个庆祝的时间。
We're here to celebrate the love between the brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ.
我们在这一边来庆祝我们跟教会弟兄姊妹有一个爱的一个关系。
We're here to celebrate the church of the body of believers who love God.
来庆祝教会是信徒的一起来爱我们的神。
And we love each other. We're actively seeking to share the gospel with our community as well as the rest of the world.
我们庆祝，因为我们很主动来找机会来把这个我们的爱分享给这个社区或整个世界。
We are here to lift up the name of Jesus.
我们来这边来高举神的名。
We want to give him all the glory and honor and praise that he so rightly deserves. We have lifted up Jesus in song. We have lifted him up in testimony. And now we're here to lift him up as we teach and preach the precious word of God. What do you think is the greatest need of the hour?
我问你们一个问题，在此时此刻，你最需要的是什么？
Political and social leaders of our day debate this question.
我们的政治家跟社会学者对这个问题，他们有一个很大的争论。
But it seems everybody has a different answer.
好像每一个人他们有不同的答案。
Some politicians say the answer to our problem is jobs and a better economy.
这些一些政客们就认为要解决现金问题，我们需要工作，我们需要有更好的经济情况。
Others say we need to end America's involvement in wars around the world.
有人说美国应该不要再去参与世界上的各种的战争。
Another important question is what do women really want?
另外很有趣的问题是到底妇女们要什么？
It's important.
哦，这是很重要的，很重要，大家听着。
In her childhood, a woman wants love and protection.
在这个是小孩子的时候，一个女的希望被爱，希望被保护。
In her teen years, a woman wants excitement and a cell phone.
当她十几岁的时候，她要的是很刺激的生活，要一个手机，手提电话。
In her 20s, a woman wants romance.
Oh man. 在二十几岁之后，这个女的需要一个有这个罗曼蒂克的爱情。
In her 30s, a woman wants appreciation.
当她到三十岁之后，一个女的需要被人家尊重。
In her 40s, a woman wants a successful career.
在四十几岁，一个女的要什么呢？她要的是一个成功的事业。
And in her 50s, a woman wants cosmetics and cash.
You're in trouble. 在五十几岁的时候，这女的要什么？是要化妆品。
Preferably 50s and 100s.
要钱，最好是50块钱一张或100块钱一张的钞票。
And she wants to be left alone.
而且她不要被人家来麻烦她。
Okay, back to the sermon.
好，我们回到来讲章。
What is the answer?
到底这个问题的答案是什么？
Some of us say that the greatest need is moral.
有人说我们要好一个道德标准。
We need to turn to our country's foundational roots of honor.And integrity and God.
我们的国家要回到当初建国的一些基本的这精神，就是荣誉一个正直，还需要神。
Others say our greatest need is material. We need more money, a better job, or more secure future for yourself and your children.
有的人认为说我们需要的是钱，是工作，而且是我们孩子有一个安全的未来。
All of us has an idea of what the great need of the hour is, though it may differ widely.
每一个人都认为我们当在此时有个需要，但这个答案是很不一样。
For 2,000 years, Christians have also had an answer to the question, what is the great need of the hour?
两千年以来，基督徒对这个问题在此时此刻最大需要什么，也有答案。
The answer is that each of us individually needs to be saved from our sins.Through the Savior of the world, Jesus.
Amen. 我们每一个人都需要耶稣，他是世界救主，把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
Jesus came into the world to save sinners like us from the righteous wrath of God.
耶稣来到这个世界，在十字架上承受了上帝的愤怒、义怒，来救赎了我们这样的罪人。
He did this by enduring the righteous wrath of God Himself on the cross.
他在十字架上承受了神愤怒的代价。
Now we come to a discussion between Jesus and Nicodemus in John chapter 3, probably the most familiar story in all the Bible.
今天我们要查看经文是在约翰福音的第三章，是一个非常大家可能熟悉的故事，是有关于尼哥底母和耶稣之间一段谈话。
This passage teaches us why Jesus was sent from heaven to die on a cross.
他们谈话当中告诉我们耶稣为什么来到世界上，他为什么要在十字架上受死。
This morning we will read and examine John chapter 3 verses 14 through 18.
今天我们要看经文，就是记载在约翰福音的第三章第十四节到第十八节。
Take your Bibles and turn to John chapter 3.
请打开你们的圣经，翻到新约约翰福音的第三章，找到第十四节到第十八节。
Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
圣经上这样子讲，14. 摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
That everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
叫一切信他的人都得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他人不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
因为神差他儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他而得救。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever believes in him, whosoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
十八节说，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
We will first look at our relationship to God.
首先，我们来看一看我们跟神的关系是怎么样。
Jesus and Nicodemus, a religious leader in Israel, have been discussing how somebody would get into the kingdom of heaven.
尼哥底母是当时以色列宗教的师傅，他跟耶稣讨论怎么样得到永生。
Jesus tells Nicodemus that the only way to get to heaven is to be born from above.
耶稣告诉尼哥底母说，你要得重生，你必须有从上面而来的重生。
That is to receive new life that is offered through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit of God.
也就是说，已经由圣灵所赐给的一个新的生命。
Nicodemus responds by saying, "Well, that's impossible."
尼哥底母向耶稣回答说，那不可能。
Then in verses 14 and 15, we see how Jesus goes on to explain why he left heaven to come to earth.
在十四节、十五节，耶稣告诉尼哥底母，他为什么离开天家来到这个世界上。
Jesus here explains an interesting story with Nicodemus out of the book of Numbers, chapter 21.
他跟尼哥底母谈话当中举了在一个在以色列历史里面发生一个事情，是记载在民数记的第二十一章。
The people began to complain and grumble against God and Moses.
当时以色列离开埃及在旷野，他们开始向摩西向神发怨言发牢骚。
There's no water.
说我们没有水喝。
There's no bread.
没有东西吃。
And they said, "We're sick of this manna, the miraculous food that God had been sending them from heaven."
我们对神所赐给的这种简单的食物，我们非常的讨厌。
As far as they were concerned, God's free continental breakfast and room service was just not quite up to their standards.
对他们来说，好像今天我们去到旅馆里面，对旅馆早上给了免费的早餐，或者他的房间的服饰不能够达到他们的标准。
This is a perfect picture of discontent, ungrateful hearts, and selfishness.
这就反映出来人一个怎么样不满、不存感谢的心和自私的心态。
And because of their grumbling, God sent poisonous snakes among them. And the book of Numbers tells us that many of them died.
因为他们不断向神发牢骚，神 放了一个毒蛇在他们当中。根据民数记的记载，很多以色列人因为这毒蛇被咬而死了。
Jesus is explaining to Nicodemus that we need to be saved because of our sinful condition before God.
耶稣告诉尼哥底母，我们之所以需要重生，因为我们有一个罪性。
Like Israelites in the desert, we stand under the wrath and judgment of God.
今天我们的光景跟当年以色列人的旷野光景一样，我们站在神的愤怒跟审判的下面。
Our circumstances may be different, but our hearts are all the same.
虽然我们当现在情况跟当时不一样，但是当以色列人跟今天的我们，我们心里的情况是一样的。
We've been blessed by God in so many ways.
看，想想看，我们在过去怎么样受神在各方面给我们的祝福。
And yet we grumble and we decide to take control of things in our own lives.
但是我们不断不断发牢骚，我们不一直想用自己的方法来解决事情。
Whatever forms our grumbling may take, we see that, that we stand in judgment of God.
不管你是发怎么样的牢骚，但是我们都犯了罪，背叛了我们的上帝。
Snakes were the evidence of God's wrath, and these things may actually come into our lives.
我们要面对他审判，当时的毒蛇就是神对以色列人一个审判的一个工具。
They might not have arrived yet, but don't let their delay fool you.
虽然审判日子还没有到，但是不要被这个延迟而愚弄自己。
Don't let the comforts of this life lull you into a false sense of security.
不要为当今舒服的生活欺骗了你，认为你生活得很安全。
From the very time we were born, we were separated from God.
当我们出生那一天。因为我们的罪性，我们跟神开始分开。
Without God in our lives, we will face this final judgment, and that is we will be separated from God and spend an eternity in an everlasting hell.
神的审判这一天一定会到，结果是永远的被我们被永远的放在地狱里面。
Friends, the great need of the hour is to be saved from God's wrath.
在此时此刻最重要的需要就需要神的拯救。
We need forgiveness and reconciliation from God.
我们需要神对我们的饶恕，我们需要跟神重新建立一个好的关系。
This brings us to the second truth that these verses teach us, and that is the reason for Jesus' coming.
因为这样子就带领我们讲到这段经文里面第二个真理，就是说耶稣曾经到世界上的原因是什么。
In response to God's judgment, the Israelites in the desert asked Moses to pray that God would take away the snakes.
就像当时以色列人受不了那样的惩罚，就要求摩西向神祈求把这种惩罚挪开。
See, they knew there was nothing that they could do to remove God's judgment.
以色列人知道他们自己对这个惩罚没有办法做任何的事情来避免。
In reply, God told Moses to make a bronze snake and lift it up on a pole.
神回答是叫摩西在他们当中做一个铜蛇放在一个棍子上面把它举起来。
And anyone who was bitten and then looked at the lifted bronze snake would not die, but they would live.
任何被这个蛇咬过的人只要看着那个铜蛇他就会得到医治而不至于死亡。
The bronze snake was a symbol of God's condemnation and judgment.
这个铜蛇 是象征着神的对人的定罪跟他的审判。
And they were so that by looking at the snake, the Israelites were acknowledging God's justice and the justice of God's judgment.
仰望看这个铜蛇，以色列人看铜蛇，代表着他们认识到神的公义跟审判。
And they were depending upon the promise itself that if they would look with a humble and repentant heart, they would not die, but they would live.
他们靠着神对他们应许。若他们相信这个他们有个谦虚悔改的心，他们就不会死亡。
Then Jesus compares himself to the snake.
耶稣就把自己跟这蛇做了一个很好的一个比喻。
He says, just as Moses lifted up that snake, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
他说，就像摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
Nicodemus must have been shocked because he understood exactly what the Greek word meant for lifted up.
尼哥底母听到这句话的时候，他心里面就是很大震撼。他明白希腊文被举起来是什么意思。
It meant that the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, must be crucified.
那代表是说，这人子 耶稣基督要 会被钉在十字架上。
According to Jesus, the bronze serpent in the desert was just a picture of the true atonement.
耶稣的十字架上 的代表的是一个赎罪的记号。
The atonement, the payment for our sins would be made when he was lifted up on the cross.
当耶稣被挂在十字架被举起来，这就是他为我们所赎罪的一个代价。
See, Jesus was not merely a symbol or an emblem of our judgment.
耶稣不只是我们一个我们受审判的一个记号或者一个象征。
Jesus was our substitute. He would actually suffer our judgment and die in our place.
他实际上他也是我们的替代品，为替代我们接受神的审判跟惩罚。
So this is the nature of atonement.
这就是赎罪的一个基本的性质。
This is the reason why Jesus had to suffer.
这为什么耶稣基督在实际上受难？
He would be lifted up and condemned as a criminal in our place in order to suffer the penalty that we deserve.
他被举起来，表示他是为我们而成为罪人，来接受神上帝的审判。
And the reason why it was Jesus who could offer himself as a substitute of the whole world was because he was fully God and fully man.
这原因耶稣可以代替全世界人接受这样的一个审这个这样一个赎罪的行为，因为他是一个完全的神，他也是一个完全的人。
Not only was Jesus lifted up on the cross, but ultimately God would lift him up to heaven and God would highly exalt him.
耶稣不只在十字架上被举起来，他也被神举起来升到高天，接受提升到高天。
And just as a song we sang that Jesus Christ, although he died on a cross, he didn't stay dead. He rose again the third day.
就像我们刚唱的诗歌，神在实际上是死了，但是他并没有停在死亡的阶段。Amen.
And Paul declared in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9 through 11.
保罗在腓立比书第二章九到第十一节曾经说过。
Philippians 2:11.
腓立比书第二章第九节到第十一节。
Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him a name that is above every name.
Excuse me. 因为
Verse 9.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的都因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
无不口称耶稣为基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
What did Jesus' death on the cross accomplish?
到底耶稣在十字架上受死成就了什么事情？
John 3:17 says, For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
约翰福音第三章第十节讲得很清楚，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是叫世人因他得救。
We are not saved by accepting Jesus Christ as an example for our lives or through any good things that we have done or will ever do.
我们不会因为因要把耶稣成为我们生活的模范，或是我们什么好的行为，我们可以得到拯救。
Our salvation is through the death of Christ as a substitute for our sins on the cross of Calvary.
我们得救是因为耶稣的死，他代替我们在加略山上实际上受死。
Jesus told Nicodemus that whoever believes in him should not perish, but you'll have eternal life.
耶稣告诉尼哥底母说，凡信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
This means that Jesus' death on the cross satisfied God's holy wrath against sin.
因为这表示耶稣在十字架上死，他成就了神对罪的愤怒。
In other words, it pays the penalty so that God's justice is satisfied and those who believe in Christ are not punished.
因为他的在身上死，死到我们的惩罚得到惩罚，成就了神的公义。
Not only those who believe in Christ are not punished, but like the Israelites in the desert who looked on the bronze snake, were given life, so believers are also given eternal life.
相信他不只是不知灭亡，就像以色列人一样，当时他们看到铜蛇，他们得到生命。
Eternal life is a life of the age to come. It's a life in heaven, and it's only found in Christ.
耶稣的死给我们生命是一个永恒的生命，这个生命是持续到永远。
Christian, are you living with eternal life in view?
你基督徒们，你们今天是不是觉得你的生命，你生活在永生当中？
Or is your gaze distracted by the life of this world?
或是你的眼光仍然为这个现今这个世界所把你带领这里。
I wish we could all see this world for the real amusement park that it is.
我希望我们今天大家看这个世界就像看一个游乐场一样。
A few weeks ago, our English congregation went to Cedar Point.
几个礼拜之前，我们英文组的弟兄姊妹去到俄亥俄州的 Cedar Point 这个游乐场。
We're a very spiritual congregation. I believe it or not, I can remember going to Cedar Point when I was a kid.
我仍然很记得很清楚，当我是个小孩的时候，我第一次去到这个 Cedar Point 的游乐场。
And I had some amazing times down there.
在那个时候，我有一段很快乐的时间在游乐场里面。
Even my wife and I in 1971 spent our honeymoon at Cedar Point.
Hey, 我告诉你，1971年我跟我太太去哈尼，去那个 Cedar Point 做度蜜月。
She accused me of trying to kill her on the Blue Streak roller coaster.
她坐那个过山车时，她几乎怕的要死。
Well, at the same park, however, 50 years difference between the times I was a kid and now that I'm an adult.
那现在50年之后，今天我是个大人，我再去到那个同样的游乐场。
I now see Cedar Point through different eyes.
但是我发现这游乐场已经跟我小时候看的是那感觉完全不一样了。
I can't ride the rides very well anymore.
我腰酸背痛，不敢再去做那些玩那种刺激的游戏。
Although there's many beautiful things about this world.
在这个世界上的确是有很美好的事情。
However, in the comparison of this world and the world to come,
但是当你把现今这个世界跟将来要来的永生的世界比较的话，
we need to see this world as it really is through adults' eyes and not through kids' eyes.
我们应该就像我们看这个游乐场一样，我们看今天的世界要用成人的眼光来看这个世界，不再是个小孩子的眼光来看这个世界。
Dear Christians, we need to set our eyes on heavenly things and not on things of this world.
基督徒应该注视的是天上的事情，不是个世界上的事情。
This brings us to the final thought from these verses.
这时候我们就提到最后一点，这个经文所要的重点。
It is our response to Jesus.
就是我们怎么样回应耶稣基督。
John 3:18 says, Whoever believes in him is not condemned.But whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
因为这里讲到信的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名字。
Jesus could not be clearer on this point.
耶稣不能够把这一点讲得更清楚了。
There's no neutral place to stand in relation to God and the cross.
在神跟十字架当中，这个里没有中间点。
Just as the bronze snake was set up in the middle of the Israelite camp, so the cross stands before you today.
当年以色列人是面对的同时，今天你所面对是这个十字架。
It's not some insurance policy that you can turn to if you need it.
这个不是一个像汽车保险，当你有需要的时候你才用到它。
Unless you believe in Jesus Christ, you are already condemned and are under the wrath of God for your rebellion and your sin.
你不接受的话。你是背叛了上帝，你生活在神的愤怒之下。
You can look away from the cross.
你可以避开不看十字架。
You can refuse to acknowledge the truth about your own heart.
你可以拒绝来知道你内心真面真正的感受。
You can continue to place your trust in the merits of your own good works.
你可以继续的相信这个世界，它会给你很好美好的东西。
You can continue to convince yourself that believing in God is foolishness.
你可以继续让自己相信神是个愚蠢的事情。
That there really won't come a day when God will judge each and every one of us.
但你要知道，神有一天会来审判这个世界。
But if you do, if you refuse to believe in the person of Jesus, God's one and only Son, if you refuse to believe that He came to die on you on the, for you on the cross, you will die in your sins, just as Israelites died in the desert. And this will be an eternal death.
如果你拒绝相信耶稣 and, 而且拒绝相信他为你死在十字架上，有一天你会死在你自己的罪犯过犯当中。
So you can look away from Jesus.
你可以不要去看想耶稣。
Or I am encouraging you to look to Jesus.
但是我鼓励你来仰望耶稣。
This morning you must believe that He died and He died for you.
今天早上你要知道耶稣死了，他是为你而死。
Jesus' death on the cross paid for the penalty and the sins of the whole world, and that includes yours.
耶稣在十字架上死，是为了我们世人而死，这个包括了你跟我。
It doesn't matter how bad you've been or how great your sin is.
这跟你过去有，不管你有多么的坏，或今天有多么的好，没有关系。
Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me will not perish."
耶稣说，凡相信我的人不至灭亡。
Whoever believes in me is not condemned.
相信我的人不会被定罪。
And whoever believes in me has eternal life.
相信我的人有永生。
All of us are included in the whosoever will.
凡相信的这个字包括了我们在座的每一位。
This morning I encourage you to turn from your sin and rebellion and put your faith in the God who loves you so much.
今天我鼓励你们要离开你们的罪，离开你们的背叛，来归向神。这个神他是那么样的爱你们。
This morning if you will believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will have eternal life.
今天早上你相信耶稣，你就有了永恒的生命。
You see, Jesus Christ loved you in a way that no one else ever has.
你要知道耶稣爱你的方法是没有其他人可以做得到的。
Jesus loved you in a way no one else ever could.
从来没有人可以做得到的。
A love measured by the span of a wooden beam of a cross and nail-pierced hands.
他对你的爱就在十字架上，他张开了双手，在手掌的钉痕向你显现。
I ask you today to look to Jesus Christ and be saved.
要希望你能够相信耶稣，得到被得拯救。
Would you please bow your heads and please pray? There may be someone here today who has not put their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ. It may be your first time here.
请大家低下头来，我们来祷告。
It may be your second time here.
今天可能是第一次来我们当中，或许是第二次。
And in your heart, you know you've been seeking for God.
也知道你的心是在寻求上帝。
Whether you realize it or not, God's been seeking for you.
不管你知道不知道，神在寻求你呀。
Today is the day for you to put your faith and your trust in Him.
今天就是你要相信神的日子。
If you're here today and you say, Pastor, no one's looking around, just I'm going to raise my hand. I'm going to ask you to pray for me that I might have the courage to put my faith in Jesus today as my Savior.
今天没有人看到你，如果你相信耶稣，愿意他成你的救主。
Is there someone here today? Please raise your hand. Pastor, pray for me.
你可以举起手来，我做牧师的会为你祷告。
Anyone like that here this morning?
有没有人愿意在今天来接受耶稣？可以轻轻地举起手来。
Dear Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
We ask you, Lord, to convict hearts today of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
我们知道你是信实爱我们的，你也是公义的。
We ask you, Lord, that something that you can only do, and that's to penetrate a heart, God, that needs salvation.
神，我们知道只有你可以进入人的心，让他们能够得到救赎。
The greatest need of the hour today is that each and every one of us would come to know you as Lord and Savior.
在此时此刻，我们所需要就是每一个人都能够来面前来寻求你。
And as Brother Tim begins to play just a short song, we're just going to ask you, Lord, to work in the hearts of everyone here today.
当 Tim 弟兄在弹诗歌的时候，我们恳求神的圣灵在我们心里面动工。
Is there someone here today who you're a Christian, but your life is so wrapped up in this world that you've forgotten about the Savior, and you want to give your heart and your life back to Him today? You want to rededicate your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Anybody like that?
Raise your hand today. 完全跟神没有关系，你为着世界所占据，你全愿意重新回到他的面前来，请你举起手来。
Dear Lord, thank you so much for this service.
亲爱的上帝，我们感谢你今天给我们这一个美好的一个崇拜。
For the singing.
这个美好的诗歌。
For the testimony of your faithfulness, Lord, in our lives.
从见证当中看到你对我们生命的是怎么样的信实。
For the testimony of your faithfulness to this church.
从见证当中看到你怎么样对这个教会的带领。
You promise, Lord, as your church goes forward, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
你答应，你曾经答应我们，你的教会，这个教会会为你在地上做工，直到地极。
And this morning we preach the same gospel that's been preached here for over 20 years.
我们今天在这个教会，今天在这个教会所传的信息。跟过去二十年当中在这个教会传信是完全一样的。
And by the grace of God, we will continue to preach and to be faithful to you and to your word.
主啊，靠恩典，这个教会会继续来为你做工。
We ask you, God, to bless us, Lord, and be merciful to us as your people.
主啊，求你的恩典领导这个教会的人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.